Chapter 2. Rebel troops, soldiers, engineers, space pilots hustle to and fro across the main hangar of the Rebel base on Hoth. Han Solo stalks past, ignoring them, brushing snow from his gear. They've been on the planet for weeks now, rebuilding their base. The Empire chased them from their last one, but they will persevere. They will continue to fight the vast and mighty Empire, and particularly the Emperor, who seems driven by the dark side itself. Some background. The Emperor was once Senator Palpatine of the Galactic Republic, the first government to bring lasting peace to the warring peoples of the galaxy. But Palpatine manipulated the system, gaining influence and power until he was able to steer the Republic away from democracy and toward dictatorship. His dictatorship. During his rise to power, he ordered the execution of every Jedi. That included the Padawans, children training to be Jedi as well. From there, the Empire, under Palpatine's direction, set out to subdue any planet in the galaxy that did not accept his rule. Subdue, in this case, meant enslave, decimate, or entirely destroy. So this rebel army on Hoth is the last armed resistance to the Emperor in the galaxy. Small as it is, there's nobody else. Han Solo peers across the hangar. Chewbacca, his longtime first mate, fiddles with the mechanics on their ship, the Millennium Falcon. Chewbacca is a Wookiee, which means that he's shaped like a man, but taller, and he's entirely covered with long brown hair. He looks approximately like a barbershop's floor that has stood up and is now fixing a spaceship. Two droids pass in front of Han. The first is short and squat, like a fancy trash can. He is R2-D2. The bravest service droid that Han's ever met. The second looks like the Tin Man tricked out in gold. He is C-3PO, the most cowardly busybody protocol droid that Han has ever met. At least that's Han's opinion. Han is going to miss this place. The energy, the commitment to the cause, the dumb courage in the face of impossible odds. An Imperial battle station had recently destroyed an entire planet. With one shot, Han saw the debris, just bits of rock floating in the void. You can't fight power like that. But you can try. And this ragtag bunch of soldiers and droids, bless their foolish hearts and motherboards, are trying. But not Han. Not anymore. He's leaving tonight. No time for teary goodbyes. No mushy stuff. There is, though, one person that he wants to say goodbye to. He finds her in the command center. She's pushing buttons and barking orders into a comlink device. She looks angry. Han likes her like that. Her name is Leia, and she is the princess of that planet the Empire destroyed with a single shot. She was on the Imperial battle station, being forced to watch. Now she is among the leaders of the rebellion. You can understand why. Her brown eyes flash at the various panels and readouts. Her long brown hair is braided and wrapped in a ring around her head. At first, Han studiously ignores her. He goes over to General Ryken, commander of the base, who is poring over the security readouts. Like security readouts are going to help when the Empire shows up.
General, Han says, I'm sorry, but I can't stay here anymore.
The general looks up at Han from his readouts, gray eyes peering from under gray eyebrows.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He says it like it's a question. Han suddenly feels a bit sheepish.
Well, there's a price on my head. If I don't pay off Jabba the Hutt, I'm a dead man.
Behind Han, the princess punches some numbers into the computer. Really hard.
You know, Jabba,
Han continues.
Big, fat, ugly, lives on Tatooine. He's no big shakes, but he knows how to shoot you in the back from halfway across the galaxy when he wants to.
The general nods sympathetically.
A death mark is not an easy thing to live with.
You're a good fighter, Solo. I hate to lose you.
He goes back to reading his security reports. Han shrugs, thanks him, turns away. Toward Leia. She is punching buttons like they did something to her. He slides up beside her and whispers,
Well, Your Highness, I guess this is it.
Yeah, I guess so. She mashes buttons some more. Poor buttons. Han watches her. She refuses to look at him. He rolls his eyes.
Well, don't get all mushy on me,
he snaps. No response. He stalks off. I am going to skip this next part, as it does indeed get kind of mushy. I will, in fact, skip all the mushy parts of the story to follow. They are neither appropriate nor relevant to a young Jedi in training. All you need to know now is that Leia runs after Han, and they have an argument in which it becomes very clear that Han and Leia kind of love each other and kind of hate each other. When they are just at the very peak of this argument, and both are red-faced and bothered, a high and grating voice interrupts them.
Excuse me, sir.
It is C-3PO, the Golden Tin Man.
Sir, oh sir.
He sounds like a British butler with his underwear in a twist.
Buzz off,
Han replies. It's not clear whether he's talking to Leia or the golden droid.
But, sir, I meant to report to you that Master Luke hasn't returned yet.
Han stops. Leia looks at C-3PO and then accusingly at Han. He didn't come back with you? Han ignores her. C-3PO continues.
He may have come in the south entrance, sir, but...
What do you mean he may have come in? He may have? Find out!
Han turns to Leia and shrugs as if to say, What can you do with these droids? She rolls her eyes and stalks off. A few minutes later, Han Solo is staring out at the driving snow. The sky is a heavy gray.
The light is fading, sir, a rebel lieutenant reports. The temperature is dropping rapidly.
Han nods.
That's right. And my friend is out there.
Behind Han, Chewbacca is howling. Wookiees don't talk so much as make noises, somewhere between those of a dog and an opera singer. A series of beeps emanate from R2-D2.
Sir,
C-3PO says, translating,
R2 is reporting that the odds of Luke surviving out there are roughly 725-1.
Leia, standing behind them all, turns away. Han zips up his coat and fixes his fur-lined hood tightly over his head.
Sir, says the rebel lieutenant, your tauntaun won't make it past the first marker.
Han fixes his goggles over his eyes and climbs up on the uneasy beast. He steadies the creature, rubbing its scaly neck and whispering into its ear hole. Finally, he turns back to the lieutenant and replies,
Then I guess I'll see you all in hell.
Lesson Beta. Jedi have to breathe too. Second lesson. Ready? This time, you're going to do the same thing as before, but someone else is going to count for you. Get whoever is nearby. When you close your eyes, they should silently start to count to 10. When they get to 10, have them gently tap you on the shoulder. If you have a watch or a phone that will time you, feel free to use that. This time, when your eyes are closed, try not to have any thoughts. Just feel the air come in your nose and out of your nose. Be aware of every single breath. In and out. Go ahead. Meditate. Did you have any thoughts, my young Padawan? It's not easy to still your mind, is it? It took me many years before I could quiet my mind through meditation. But keep trying. It is the first step on the path of the Force.